Welcome. This is Christopher Holmes, and this is another two-hour session of the Zero Point Show through BBS Radio. It is February the 5th, 2011. My name is Christopher Holmes. I'm a clinical and forensic psychologist and a mystic scientist. I consider myself a mystic scientist. Most people think that mysticism and science are alternative viewpoints or contradictory viewpoints. But many years ago, I started to study the esoteric and mystical literature from a psychological and scientific point of view, because I realized that modern science had fundamental misunderstandings about the nature of human beings. And so I've studied the esoteric literature to try to understand particularly the origin of human consciousness. Like, what are we as human beings? And what is that inner consciousness within us? And so I work under the title of Zero Point Institute for a Mystical and Spiritual Science. And I'm interested in the looking at mystical teachings from a scientific viewpoint and bringing mystical teachings into the domain of science. And I particularly study the issue of consciousness and also of creation. And I'm interested in mystical views of creation and how they compare to modern physics. Normally, I have my co-host, Jim Moffat, on with me, but Jim's not available today. I think it's that flu-y time of year, and Jim's not feeling too well, but he should be back in 2 weeks' time. I did have a couple announcements that I'll make before I launch into my show. This coming Tuesday, I'll be the guest on the Don Nikoloff show, Evident Footprints, through BBS Radio. And that's Tuesday, the 8th of February, and it's 10 p.m. East Pacific time, and it's actually on Wednesday morning, 1 o'clock Eastern time. So I'll be on Don Nikoloff next Tuesday. And I have a guest coming up, which should be very interesting next week, which is Harrison Cayley, who's an editor from the Red Pill Press. And Harrison will be on and will be reviewing and discussing a book that they have just published called Political Ponerology, A Science on the Nature of Evil Adjusted for Political Purposes. And this is a classic study by a Czechoslovakian psychiatrist looking at, I guess, political figures and the political system, and looking at the forms of psychopathology or psychopathy that we see within the political domain. Harrison will be on next week. Also, I'd like to invite people to visit my website, which is at www.zeropoint.ca. And I put up selections from all of my books up on site and a wide variety of articles and different features. Most lately, I've put up the posted article I wrote entitled Fabled Airplanes on the role of the corporate media in helping to stage 9/11. And the Fabled Airplanes article was an analysis of a video series by Simon Schack called September Clues. And it was an analysis of the media coverage of the day of 9/11. And my article just goes through and tries to explain Simon Schack's movie series and to put it in words and highlight all the points that he makes in his series. And I know from my study of the series, it convinces me that indeed on 9/11, it is most likely that the airplanes were simply concocted for us by our media studios, and that in fact there were no airplanes striking the towers and entering so ever so cleverly inside the tower without sustaining any damage, and then subsequently showing no evidence of an airplane in the tower. So I would maintain that even the airplanes that hit the fabled towers were actually concocted for us by our media instead of crazy Arab Muslim extremists. And of course, 9/11 had nothing to do with crazy Arab Muslim extremists, but it was brought to us by extremists of a different kind, a different ilk, and these are more radical Jewish Talmudic fanatics. And these people indeed are trying to bring about their one-world psychiatric disordered state in around the world to create a totalitarian nightmare society for you and your children and your grandchildren. And these people are very peculiar. So, but anyway, so fabled airplanes, that was one piece I'd recently done, because I then go into, because what I thought was apparent from the video series is that the media that day was actually pre-scripted, and their witnesses were fake. And you could see it in the inconsistencies and absurdities in their testimony. And if you analyze it closely, you could see all these absurd elements in their coverage, which in sum, to me, proved conclusively that it was all faked and it was done with pre-knowledge. And so we cannot trust the mainstream media. And when one wakes up, we realize that everything you see on the corporate media, all the major TV stations and radio stations and newspapers and publications, they're all owned and controlled by this psychiatrically disordered group who have taken over our societies. And really, like the mainstream media, it's a complete sham. These people are pathological liars, intentionally deceiving the public. And the media doesn't report honestly what's happening. The media helps to stage events and consistently helps to cover up the true significance of what is happening, so in order to brainwash and deceive the American public. And the media do a very good job at that. The average American, like the average Canadian, knows next to nothing about the true events unfolding in our societies. I think there's a larger truth movement in the States than in Canada. Canada is a particularly sleepy society. They've used much more passive methods here in Canada, I think, than in the States, where with all the increase in police and security and armed forces everywhere in your country terrorizing American citizens, all pretending that they're capturing Al-Qaeda or Osama bin Laden and his reindeer, and they never capture anyone. I mean, all these intelligence communities and police and all these forces, and they never capture any of the terrorists, while at the same time, millions of people now realize who the terrorists really were. They weren't Muslims. They weren't at all. Instead, if you want to find where the terrorists are, go down to the Pentagon and Wall Street and the Washington District of Criminals. And we see people are waking up as I woke up only 5 years ago. I had no idea of the extent of the corruption throughout our Western societies and how, in a way, we've been intentionally deceived through our whole life, through the media and the educational system. These people actually took over in a very scheming and systematic way. They've infiltrated our governments and taken over all significant areas. They control the police. They control the intelligence community. They control the politicians. They control the police. They control the banks. They control the large corporations. And these people indeed are scheming. They have all kinds of schemes, but a lot of it relates to actually wanting to reduce the world's population and have this kind of playground world for the elites where they'll have all the sex slaves and can do all the cruel things and torture and everything that they want, even satanic child sacrifice, and, you know, they can all get their drinks of blood and vitality, and they can all have all the kind of sexual relations they want with each other. And we have a whole country that, in a way, our countries have been stolen from us. And this isn't just a recent thing. This has been going on through decades. It's like the people who really won World War II and who really lost World War II, in a way, we've been deceived about the whole process of what happened in World War II, just as we've been deceived about all the wars. And the media plays a central role in this. And you see the media personnel, top people, they go to the meetings of the Council on Foreign Relations and the Bilderberg Group and these other think tanks and prestigious secret societies, and they conspire with these other psychopaths, perverts, and pedophiles as to how to carry forward their agenda for this new world disorder that they're bringing in. And it's all quite monstrous. The more you learn about it, the more monstrous it is. It's like J. Edgar Hoover said, an individual is handicapped by coming face to face with a conspiracy so monstrous he cannot believe it exists. And that is the situation of most people. They can't conceive the deviousness of these psychopathic groups and how they so consistently deceived us through decades, well, even centuries if we were to go back further. But in the last century of modern times, we've been deceived by these people about the course of history and all significant international and national events. All of the true course of events is hidden from us. And people have fed pablum through your TV, and they play upon people's feelings of patriotism and so on. And the whole time, everything they do is based on lies. Massive, massive lies and public deception. And the media plays a huge role in this. This last year in Canada, we had the head of the CBC, Peter Mansbridge. He went and attended the Bilderberg meeting. So that was supposed to be Canada's public television network. But they also, they deceive the public about what's happening on national level and international level. And they're all part of this same scheming network of psychopaths that we have. Really, people have been betrayed by every level in our society. That's quite shocking to wake up. It's quite shocking. I couldn't have imagined it as a person asleep. Like, holy smokes, these people, they blew up the building themselves and blamed it on Muslims, and now, you know, the Americans, you know, we wave our flags made in China and we march off spending billions of dollars and impoverishing the country of America and wasting all this money and wealth and the lives of your children. You know, 6,000 to 7,000 American servicemen murdered now. 2 million Arabian and Muslim and Middle Eastern people murdered now through the criminal wars of the United States, all based on the lie that it's making us safe. Making us safe from what? A group of psychopathic Wall Street bankers? It's not making us safe. These wars have nothing to do with making us safe. These wars are imperialist conquests of foreign people. It violates all human rights, all codes of morality and dignity. The United States isn't protecting anyone in the world. In fact, the world needs protection from the United States, because the United States, the Project for a New American Century, wants the United States to be able to wage wars on multiple fronts simultaneously and to attain full dominance in a way all around the world. And the aggression of the United States in the Middle East now, encroaching upon Russia, and the NATO's tied in with this too. And they're bringing us closer and closer to precipitating a third world war or major international conflicts on the world scene. And yet all this is hidden from the American public, who are consistently deceived about all the major events unfolding on the political stage. I mean, I grew up, I always kind of believed as a Canadian, you know, we're very close to the States, and I always, you know, we're part of North American kind of white European culture, mostly. And I always grew up very close to the States. I always thought the States, you know, championed freedom, and States had democracy and freedom of speech. And now we realize, like, the whole thing has been a lie, and it has been for decades. You don't have a democracy in the United States any more than we have a democracy in Canada, because these elites, the shadow governments, control the political parties, and they set the agenda. And neither of the parties brings up any of the significant events. Like in Canada, there's not one party who raises the obvious concern about 9/11 being a false flag operation. You know, Canada's become involved in this war in Afghanistan, all based on lies and in the intentional deception of the public. And this has been foisted off over people. There ought to be a law against it. And in fact, there is all kinds of laws against it. But there's no rule of law anymore in the States. You have this huge intelligence and police services, all these different alphabet soup agencies, but they don't capture any of the real terrorists. They give them free buy, and instead what do? They search people on the highways and go through their bags, and they got snipers at the Super Bowl. All of this created based on their fabricated threats of terrorism. And in fact, you as the Americans have been the terrorists. You are the terrorists now in the world. And we've got Chinese terrorists and Russian terrorists. In fact, it's like the countries of the world have actually been taken over by these different crime families, mafia families. It's quite astonishing. I could never have imagined humankind becoming so degenerate as what I see now has happened to us on this planet Earth. It's just astonishing. You know, you see now that the people in Egypt, like, and they're rebelling, and they. I saw Obama and Stephen Harper on TV. They had a joint news conference the other day, and Obama was saying, condemning the violence against the protesters in Egypt, and saying how the United States doesn't support this. Well, excuse me, Mr. Obama, you and the United States have just mass murdered 2 million people, 2 million people, and millions orphaned, and millions lost their homes, and depleted uranium all over the Middle East, and you talk against them being violent against the protesters? It's so absurd. The United States has no moral authority anywhere. The United States is a criminal nation. And it's not the people of the United States, because the people of the United States have been deceived. You know, as we all were. I was. I only woke up 5 years ago. Like I said, before that, I believed all the lies. But then you start looking back, and you look back at history, and you see all the CIA's done, and people like Kissinger and the Council on Foreign Relations and the Rockefellers. They've been murdering people around the world for the past 50 years. You know, Vietnam, a few million people in Vietnam, and all these unconscionable military-industrial complex people make billions of dollars poisoning the people of Vietnam, murdering over 2 million people in Vietnam, 60,000 of your servicemen, all based on lies. Then bombing in Cambodia, millions of people in Cambodia. And then all through Central America, South America, everywhere around the world, you've had these psychopaths through the Council on Foreign Relations interfering in around the world, preventing anyone from attaining a democratic country. And the whole time, of course, Americans, all you got to do is take it to Hollywood, okay, where you get Zionwood, where you get the Zionistic model of reality, of how Americans go around the world saving people and restoring justice and liberating people. And the whole time, the whole thing was based on lies. Instead, the CIA and all these shadow operations in your government, you've been the world's terrorist organization, with the Mossad and the MI6 and the RCMP must be tied in there also. You have this terrible, terrible criminal organization, never allowing people to be free. It's atrocious. You know, you mass murdered 1/3 of the people in North Korea, bombing their cities. You know, millions of people you murdered. You know, 2 million in the Middle East now. Oh, and then the United States just helped put down a situation in Honduras and Chile. They put this dictator in Chile, and then they finance, they give these people all this aid, like the aid to Egypt. And well, how does that aid to Egypt? Oh, it's $1 billion of weapons. Oh, that's the aid the United States gives to Egypt, to shore it up as an ally of Israel, because the United States is controlled by Israel just like Canada is. We're controlled by this Zionist mafia that's taken over our countries. And this is the situation around the world. And in a way, it's hard to see what's going to unfold in Egypt, because the way the CIA and all your black ops, the way they all work, they've infiltrated this movie, and they'll try to own it and put their own man in place and placate the people of Egypt, and then found another dictatorial system and government again. The United States will never let any country be free. They don't believe in freedom for people. You believe in worldwide military dominance of the United States, and the Americans, you're only being used as a tool by the Illuminati, so-called, the scumbags over in England and Europe, these wealthy families and in the States, all these people who concoct these wars, and they have through decades. Everything we've been told about World War II and World War I and the Boer War and the Civil War, all these wars have been based on lies. And all the time, it's these same psychopaths behind these events, these people who make money off wars. And the bigger the war is, the more money they'll make. And they finance both sides of the war, and then people mass murder each other and destroy each other's countries, and then they finance the rebuilding. So you have approximately 2% of the world's population that owns 40% of the world's wealth. And all through history, they've done these atrocious crimes against humanity. The war is the worst, what Gurdjieff calls the processes of reciprocal destruction. The aid that the United States gives to people, the aid to Israel, it's all this military armamentation. Now Israel's, I think, considered the fourth most powerful military in the world, and they got hundreds of nuclear bombs, and they're threatening another mass murder every now and then the Israelis, they have to mass murder someone. It's like they have that bloodlust, and they have to, you know, they want to mass murder Palestinians or mass murder the Lebanese people or, you know, mass murder New York City residents on 9/11. You know, they go around the world murdering people, pretending to have some kind of righteousness. While in Israel, it's a totally totalitarian state. And the most extreme form of religious fanaticism. Like, people think Muslim religious fanatics are the cause of problems in the world. It's not Muslim religious fanatics. Excuse me. These people follow the Talmud. And the Talmud and Judaism as a religion has a very, very sick element to it. If you read the Talmud and just how what they allow a Jewish person to do to the goyim, who are seen as kind of similar to animals or cattle, they're inferior, and the kind of self-supremacy of the Talmudic literature. Somehow, like how what you would think these people who do these horrendous things against other human beings, don't they have a heart? Don't they have a conscience? You know, these people, in a way, are severely psychiatrically disturbed, and they seriously are. They're psychopaths. Psychopathy is a lack of objective conscience or feeling for other people, willingness to take advantage of people in any way you see fit. You can steal their cattle, their women, their children. They take their lives. You can destroy their trees. Do anything you want to them if it benefits a Zionist. Lately, I've been reading a couple interesting books. One is called Secret Societies and Their Power in the 20th Century. It's by a German fellow, I think, Jan van Heising, Heising. And it's the same old, same old. Like, I've been reading different sources about the Illuminati and what's happening in the world. And people have seen this. Like, this book was written, this was published in 95, 15 years ago. People knew about this stuff going on so long, I had no idea this was going on. He goes through the protocols of Zion, which are replicated in the book. And I'll just go through some highlights of just reading some sections of the protocols of Zion. He's just parts I underlined or highlighted. Different versions of the protocols are somewhat different. Some of my underlines and notes. So, right lies in force, it says. If every state has two foes, and in regard to the external foe, it is allowed and not considered immoral to use every manner and art of conflict. He who wishes to rule must have recourse both to cunning and to make-believe. It's so funny because these people are so cunning, and they've used make-believe so much. And the way they've done that is through the television and movies. It's a fantasy world portrayed there. It has nothing to do with what's real, what's true. And so they're the grand deceivers. Okay. Anyway, they must be attributed to the kingdoms of the goyim. So I'm a goyim. I'm non-Jewish. Our light, right, lies in force. Scatter to the winds all existing forces of order. Our power will remain invisible until the moment when it has gained such strength that no cunning can any longer undermine it. Which seems about the condition we're in at this time in the world. It's hard to know what's going to rein in these psychopaths and their agendas being advanced on all fronts upon the American people. The result justifies the means. What is good and moral as what is necessary and useful. It says, only one trained from childhood for independent rule can have understanding of the words that can be made up of the political alphabet. Absolute despotism. The people of the Goyim are bemused with alcoholic liquors. Their youth has grown stupid on classicism and independent rule can have from... An independent rule can have from early immorality. Okay, I'm not sure exactly that line. Our countersign is force and make believe. We must keep to the program of violence and make believe, bringing all governments in subjection to our super government. It is enough for them to know that we are merciless for all disobedience to cease. The would-be wise men of the Goyim, the intellectuals, could not make anything out of the uttered words in their abstractness. The destruction of the privileges, or in other words, of the very existence of the aristocracy of the Goyim, that class which has the only defense people and countries had against us. On the ruins of the natural and genealogical aristocracy of the Goyim, we have set up the aristocracy of our educated classes headed by the aristocracy of money. Put both sides at the mercy of our international agenteur. Specialists breed and reared from childhood to rule the affairs of the whole world. By means of our press, arousing a blind confidence in these theories. We arrange for the successes for Darwinianism, Marxism, and Nietzscheism. To us Jews, at any rate, it should be plain to see what a disintegrating importance these directives have had upon the minds of the Goyim. See, these people have actually taken over the educational system. And when I went to university 30, 40 years ago, these are the main three things I was exposed to: Darwinianism, Marxism, and Nietzscheism, or existentialism. The part played by the press is to keep pointing out requirements supposedly to be indispensable, to give voice to the complaints of the people, to express and to create discontent. Okay. Through the press, we have gained the power to influence while remaining ourselves in the shade. All people are chained down to heavy toil by poverty more firmly than ever. You look what's happening in the States. It's so tragic. A tenth of the houses are empty, and you got millions of people on your streets. While the bankers get multiple million-dollar bonuses for having committed innumerable bank frauds. So they get these huge, massive bonuses for allowing and enabling all these criminal bank fraud activities to go on. And then they use the media, which they own, to persuade the American public, to brainwash you into supporting, the banker bailout, to support the banks, because your banks committed so much fraud and sold all these worthless securities to other banks, so they were on the hook for that, so the American people bailed out your banks for all their criminal activity. And giving the bankers millions and billions of dollars in bonuses. It's so outrageously corrupt. It's the most massive fraud and theft ever committed, likely, on the planet Earth. I think now they've given something like $10 trillion to these people who should be in jail. Because the people who created all these insecurities, you should have seized all their assets and used it to pay off the securities. Not to put the burden upon the American taxpayer. $30,000 per citizen of the United States has been put into debt by these banker bailouts. And now they're selling chunks of land all over America, over 500 of them. They're going to be free trade zones for the Chinese to set up to bring their own people in, unrestricted access to it, and set up these manufacturing zones in the United States. Okay, well, Americans might have liked some jobs. Okay, they want slave labor, and it's impossible for the Americans. Well, soon there'll be lots of Americans willing to be slaves, be slave laborers for these people. What's been done is just so beyond comprehension. We are interested in just the opposite, in the diminution, the killing out of the goyim. As this is going back to the protocols. Yeah, they want to reduce world population, and this is stated in the UN Agenda 21, and it's on the Georgia Guidestones, where they want to maintain the population of humanity at the level of 500 million. Okay, these people, this eugenics movement, you know, this was founded back, well, I'm not sure when it was founded, late part of the 1800s and early 1900s, was taken up by the Rockefellers and the elites of England and the Malthusian doctrine, and they're concerned about population growth, and now we have, these people think that they have some inherent right to murder other people to keep the population under control. They don't believe in freedom. They don't believe in human dignity. And these people have grown so apart. It's hard for most people even to imagine the thought patterns of people like this, how they could do such deviant things to people in our countries. Okay, so what we got here. I'm just reading little segments out of the. They have to create, quote, a universal economic crisis whereby we shall throw upon the streets whole mobs of workers simultaneously in all the countries of Europe. They talk about how they remember the French Revolution, which was also, again, arranged by these same groups of elites. Okay, that they should turn also from us in favor of that king despot of the blood of Zion, whom we are preparing for the world. Nevertheless, despotism in the hands of some secret organization or other position to... Who and what is in the position to overthrow an invisible force? And this is precisely what our force is. See, it's amazing how these people, in a way, these conspiracies are right in our face, and they have been for decades. Okay, I mean, it's like people ask me at times if I'm a conspiracy theorist, or you hear this said of people. Of course, and I usually answer that, of course I'm a conspiracy theorist, because I'm not an idiot. See, to not be a conspiracy theorist, you have to be an idiot, a brainwashed idiot, because history is full of conspiracies. Conspiracies conspire, suggests that people meet privately and breathe together or conspire, and they plan deviant or subversive activities in secret. They're not going to do this out in the open because all of their activities are criminal. Okay, so they have to meet, and we know these are secret societies. The Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderbergs, the Club of Rome, the Skull and Crossbones, Bohemian Grove. These are all secret societies. Okay, they have levels of secrecy and initiation. We know this. And the plans of these people, it's in their own published documents, much of it. See, it's not some great mystery in a way. The more you read about it, it's all obvious, and it has been obvious for a long time to anyone who was informed. I mean, it was all hidden to me until 5 years ago. And then what happened, I watched Loose Change, the movie exposing 9/11 fraud. But even Loose Change now, I can see, is so misleading in so many ways. It makes me wonder, still, it's still a valuable movie for many people to see, but in other ways, it's very, very deceptive as a movie. But anyway, it was enough to shock me into waking up, and then over time, as you learn more about what's going on in the world, especially through alternative media like BBS and other truth networks, then you can fit the pieces together more and more. And over time, in a way, it gets simpler and simpler. And then, oh yeah, how could I ever not have seen it? And I've read, I was mentioning this book I've been reading on secret societies. The other book I'm reading at the moment is Illuminati by Henry Mackow. Henry's a Canadian Jew from Winnipeg, and the Illuminati is all about this. Is all about this Zionist network, and their role through history in the Second World War, and the establishment of the State of Israel, and the deceit of the Jewish people. And it's a fascinating book, The Illuminati. And I'd refer people to Henry Mackow's website, henrymackow.com. He's a brilliant writer. This is the second time I've reread this book, The Illuminati, because there's so much in it. But it's like, last year I read about three or four of David Icke's books and some of Jim Maher's books, and just trying to get a grasp on, kind of an overwhelming situation, trying to understand who these different groups are. And it's a very complex structure of like who's behind it all. But as far as I've come to understand it thus far, I understand the Illuminati is like a group of 13 top individuals or families based in the city of London, England. And then they have the Committee of 300, which is a larger organization of elite families and aristocratic families and Zionists and bankers, international banking families. And I'd recommend John Coleman's book called The Committee of 300. And then they branched out from there. They had all their different think tanks. First it was Chatham House and the Tavistock Institute in England, and the Royal Institute of International Affairs. And then they had their American offshoots of those, the CFR, the Trilateral Commission. And then the European offshoot was the Bilderberg Group, another group of elite psychopaths. And so we have this kind of pyramidal structure that represents Illuminati. I don't know if there was someone. Did someone join me online? Or I was getting some interference or some sound here. And in a way, it's no mystery who these people are. Like, if you read these books, which are Henry Mackow's books and these other expose books, like, it's all there. Like, it's all there, all the criminal activities perpetrated by these people through the last decades. Okay, and yet it's so horrendous because it's like the masses of people are powerless to stop it. And the CIA, CIA and the Homeland Security, they're supposed to be fighting terrorism, but they never arrest any of the real terrorists. We know who the terrorists are. You see, people have to understand, the terrorists weren't Muslims. The terrorists, the enemies were domestic and not foreign. They've been within our own country. They've been hidden behind our government. They've taken controls of our government. They've destroyed our democracies. They're spraying us with chemtrails. Okay, they are actually spraying people aluminum, barium, strontium, which causes cancers, Alzheimer's, respiratory illnesses, Morgellons. And then we don't know. They have 1,000 biological weapons lab in the States. they manufacture all these weapons. And one of the things they're bound to be doing is learning how, which ones can be distributed through aircraft, because they've got this army, this fleet of aircraft, which is spraying the American public. And this program, it's done out of American military facilities, and with the acknowledgement and support of the American military. Just like in Canada, they're poisoning the people of Canada. The Canadian military does nothing. In fact, this is a NATO program. So all members of NATO countries have been poisoned through this means for over a decade now, 15, 20 years. We've been poisoned in this way. More and more people are sick and disabled and chronic fatigue, Alzheimer's. It's like one out of two families now has a grandparent with Alzheimer's. And you got a half million to a million autistic children, all their inoculation programs. Inoculations are even mentioned in the protocols of Zion as a means they'll use against people to reduce their populations. They use inoculation, inoculate people with diseases. Okay, and then they've taken over the pharmaceutical industry, so when people get sick, you go to your doctors, and doctors don't know nutrition anymore. They don't use health supplements. They've been bought out too, because the pharmaceutical mafia took over medical education, and they've persecuted enough holistic doctors to drive the holistic movement underground and to undermine its credibility. Anytime someone comes up with a cancer cure, instead of winning accolades or a prize, they're more likely to be murdered, because it'll cut into the profit line of the pharmaceutical companies. And these pharmaceutical companies are all based on quack science. None of these inoculations are adequately tested with control samples of people who do and do not receive the inoculation to prove the effectiveness of the inoculation. Like, none of them are established by quality scientific research. It's quack science. There were more problems caused by inoculations than the inoculations cure. In fact, the whole thing, even going back to the very first of inoculations, proves now we realize that they were introduced at a time when the rates of these different diseases were dropping dramatically anyway. And it wasn't really inoculations that wiped out polio and other infectious diseases. It was a multitude of factors, including sanitation and nutrition and such. These inoculations have been a poison. And now in the States, you're a child 4 years old has had something like 24 inoculations by the time they're 4 years old. My God, how could people do this to your children? And they do it to your children because you're led to believe in it through the media, through the lies of the media. Okay, if the government really were worried about people getting the flu, just give out vitamin D to people, extra vitamins and oregano oil and colloidal silver. But the government never wants to do that. The government wants to give out these poisons because our governments are engaged in criminal racketeering with these people at the head of the pharmaceutical mafia. And they've taken over our medical societies. They've taken over our health agencies. These agencies no longer serve the people of our countries. Every aspect of our society has become perverted and it works against the people in our countries. All the alphabet soup agencies, and they still can't capture the people who perpetrated 9/11. No, instead, what do? They murder people who have evidences who would expose them. Because the CIA doesn't work for the American people, nor the FBI. Any of these agencies, they work for these elites who are seriously, psychopathically disturbed and have taken over our countries on an unbelievable scale. and they bring it all out. They have their lies on television. And the more you wake up to the media, you just see how phony it is. It's like when they had the Gulf of Mexico incident, and they had the ongoing videotaping of the oil escaping underneath the ocean. And then CNN was playing this footage of all this oil spewing out. And then you see a door open in the background, and you see a figure of a man who kind of opens and closes the door twice in the background. And you realize, oh, the whole thing was set up in the tank somewhere. Okay, but all the American public were told, oh, this is live coverage of the oil spill under the ocean. The whole thing was a fraud. The media helped stage these things. The media is like Hollywood, but pretending to be true. If you go to my website, you'll see something, a picture I put up last week. It was from a book, We Were on the Moon. And it had one picture of Aldrin walking on the moon. And in the foreground, you had the space capsule of the American landing on the moon. And I put that up on my website, and I asked people, like, what's wrong with this picture? And if you look at the picture, well, you see the module. Now, when that module descended onto the moon, it had rockets underneath which slow its descent so that it doesn't come crashing to the moon or to the Earth or to the moon. But you look in the rocket, you look in the picture of this, the module on the moon, and you look underneath it, and you can see that the landscape of the moon hasn't even been disturbed at all. There's no crater under it. That module didn't descend onto the moon with rockets to slow its descent. That would create a crater under the module. It would also create massive dust storms, which would cover the module with dust. Oh no, but not this module. In this picture, this module, it's all spick and span. It looks like it just got out of a car wash. And it's so clean, you can even see the American flag on it. Isn't that wonderful, eh? All arranged for you. The landing on the moon was a fraud. And I'm not saying that they can't go to the moon, or that they haven't been to the moon. I'm not saying that. But what we were shown at the time of the pictures of the moon landing were a fraud. And I mean, I think they have a space program far in advance of what we are led to believe. But the moon, see, it was just another one of their hoaxes. And all these hoaxes that they pull off, you know, they assassinate Kennedy. You know, and no one ever, when do you ever get justice? Don't people cry out for justice? Don't you get outraged by the depravity of these people and what they've done around the world in your name and in our name, in my name from Western society? What we've done invading the Middle East, these are horrendous war crimes. We have governments that need to be charged with treason and crimes against humanity. But these people are in total power and control in our society. It's astonishing. It's astonishing. You know, I go out, I look on the see on the street sometimes the 9/11 groups trying to wake people up. 9/11 was an inside job. 9/11 was an inside job. Okay. Why are these young people out there having to do this? Not that they're all young. Some of them aren't. I go out there too. Why are they out there? Where are the RCMP? You know, why don't the RCMP, they shouldn't have to do it. Why do the people have to demand justice? Well, of course, because our police services don't work for the people anymore. In Canada, the last shooting we had in Canada was at McGill University, or at Dawson College. And they end up with two dead people, and a year later they got new gun laws banning automatic weapons. And the whole thing was a false flag event. The thing was staged by the government, and it was done with the cooperation of the media. It helps to stage these events. You see, all these events that happen, the underwear bomber, the shoe bomber, like, you know, you look at the billions and billions of dollars spent on airport security, the cost to everybody, okay, over the last 10 years. And there never was airplanes hijacked even in the beginning. There were no airplanes hijacked on 9/11. None. The whole thing was a fraud. And they perpetrated this. And then the people who perpetrated, they own all the security companies. And then they bring in all their scanners and their dogs and their police and all to protect us. Against what? Something that didn't exist in the first place. There was no problem. How many people in Canada in 10 years since 9/11, I've never heard of them capturing one person for terrorist-related activities unless it was someone they set up. Like they helped set up this group of 12 in Toronto at one point. Okay, and the RCMP infiltrated them and tried to tell them that they could line them up with explosives. And the RCMP was so involved in it, they're criminal. They're criminal, and they pick on some young people who are kind of outraged at what's being done to Muslims, and they play on that. And then they stage the things, the events like this themselves, and then they plaster it on the front page of every Canadian national picture, you know, that this group wanted to behead the members of parliament, and, oh, Muslims, 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 and creates all this paranoia about Muslims. And the whole thing was set up by the RCMP. In Canada, the RCMP now, it serves these people. The RCMP, they no longer serve or protect Canadian people. Okay, not in Canada, yeah, nor do the provincial police services. And this isn't to say that most of the officers in the RCMP and other police services, that at a lower level, there must be some honorable men and women in the services, but at the highest levels, they're completely perverted, and they're controlled by the same mobsters as do all of these things to us, just like the judiciary is controlled, just like they control the educational system. Why are there not in the universities people exposing all the crimes of the globalists, exposing all the Israeli terrorism perpetrated around the world? Why is none of this being exposed? Oh, because they've taken over and infiltrated the universities and intentionally dummied people down over decades. It's so every aspect of our society, these people have degraded. And they care nothing for people. They care nothing. To them, the bigger the war, the more money they stand to make. And these people have taken over our societies. And I believe, like as do many others, we're really in end time times here. That the awareness of these psychopaths is spreading throughout the world. And this movement in Egypt and Yemen and places in the Middle East, we need to support all indigenous people to take back their countries. And around the world, we need to imprison these psychopathic elites who perpetrate and concoct these horrendous things for humankind on this planet. And if we could actually enforce our own anti-terrorism legislation, like every country of the world has anti-terrorist legislation, which allows you to seize the assets of anyone involved in terrorist activities. So seize the assets of the Morgans and the Rockefellers and the Bushes and all these criminals and these criminal banking families. It would be such an influx of money, it would pay off the debts of the United States. It would pay off your debts because your debts are all to these criminal psychopathic elites. You see, if we could actually enforce our own laws, our anti-terrorism laws, seize the assets of the elites worldwide, it would pay off. You could reduce all national debts to zero. You just pay off all the debts of the world, and you'd restore the wealth of any nation to the people who are citizens of that nation. So the people of Nigeria, you just give them all the assets and all the oil factories and such in Nigeria. You just give that all to them, and that is theirs. They've earned that and rid them of any debt. And the people in the World Bank and the IMF, these people need to be imprisoned for their crimes against humanity. And this, they all need to have fair court dates and trials, and their crimes need to be exposed worldwide for what they've done. And around the world, this is what we need to do. We have to somehow have the restoration of human justice on planet Earth. And if we can't bring this about, we're going to be facing a nightmare world. A real nightmare world, and these people are doing ever more strange things to us, modifying the weather, poisoning us with new genetically modified foods and new inoculations and new particulates in the air that they're poisoning us with. See, there's nothing beyond these people. They have no respect for human life. They in their hearts, they're severely damaged. They become knotted about the heart, and they're empty in the heart. And then Satan gets in there, and they kind of, in a way, they lose or sell their souls for temporary power and wealth. And they sold out, and they sell into this. And they suppress their own conscience, and usually do this through what Gurdjieff calls self-calming, by which he includes such things as morphineism, cocaineism, alcoholism, nicotineism, and other words beginning with ism. That's in the words of Beelzebub from Gurdjieff's book. Okay, the elites themselves are it's very sad in ways, because they grow up under the strictest conditioning and educational they particularly are subject to propaganda and the mind control that brings them into these classes of the elites, thinking that they have such rights and privilege among other people. And there's something fundamentally lacking in them, in the heart, in their emotional development. Emotionally, the elites, they may think they're so high-minded and such, but emotionally, they're at the level of 4 to 5, 6-year-old children in their emotional life, in the development of their heart. And that's why today on this planet, the way I see it, we need people upright of heart around the world who care for your planets and your neighbors and your religion, and care for justice. We need to be doing whatever we can to awaken other people up, to show them the crimes of our government, and for us to help to turn this tide of events. I don't think we want to get too pessimistic that it's all locked in and we're going to all be annihilated, so you just better get some gold and get all your food and hide away and be safe. I don't think that's the solution. We need to oppose them in every way we can, at every level. And we need, I think, to have this idea of we need these people to be brought to justice internationally and to have their assets seized around the world. You look at the crimes of the Rockefellers and Rothschilds and these people through the decades and what their fortunes are based on, the suffering and inhumanity they perpetrated. If people in the United States could see what the Rockefellers have done to your country through the past century, they'd be running down the street. They'd be chasing them down the street. You know, maybe one day we'll have a million Americans go to Washington with their weapons. At least in the States and Egypt, it's like no one has weapons. They're disarmed. So now they can bring in their new Israeli crowd control, specialized crowd control, torture devices that can make people curdle in from the sound or from feeling their skin burned. So now these Israel is supplying these to the Mubarak regime to help his crowd control. Because, of course, Mubarak was a perfect agent of the Illuminati and of Israel. You know, and this whole, what's going on now, you know, obviously the Council on Foreign Relations and these people are kind of scheming this to get one of their new puppets into power to repress the people of Egypt for another 40 years. It's such a crock. It's such BS. You know, you see Obama get a stand out there as though he's concerned about the people of Egypt. Yeah, you've just given this dictatorial dictator of Egypt, Mubarak, $1 billion a year to build up his weapons while they're torturing people in native Egypt, and you're rendering people from around the world to Egypt to be tortured. Okay, and the Americans support this for year after year after year. $1 billion military aid to Egypt to maintain this repressive regime. And then now Obama's concerned about the protesters. Yeah, tell me about it. How these people are so shallow. They're just puppets. They're empty puppets. You know, Americans have just murdered 2 million people in the Middle East. These are war crimes, and the war crimes are being committed against the people in the United States. Look at what the military is planning now. Off their military exercises off the Pacific Coast, the Gulf of Mexico, and the Atlantic Ocean. They're going to be firing all the new kinds of weapons and missiles and bombs. They estimate it's going to kill 11 million marine mammals, yet alone all the fish and smaller forms of life. And they're going to be doing this over the next 5 years. And you are paying for it. And you think they're poisoning and destroying your environment. Okay, that this is being done to you as a people. This is destroying the waters. You think you're going to have all your holiday resorts there when these weapons and exercises are being going on in the oceans and waters off your land? It's horrendous. The Americans have to realize that your military is now being used against you. The Office of Naval Intelligence is helping to chemtrails. See, these crimes are being perpetrated by your military against you. See, most people are murdered by their governments, not by foreigners. I remember seeing this in one of the Alex Jones movies. He shows through history how many people are murdered by mass murdered by their own governments. Well, American people need to realize this is being done to you now. That this cabal, a psychopathic cabal of these Zionists and international bankers, they want to reduce the American population. They want to imprison people into the cities. They want to take your lands and your jobs from you. And this is being perpetrated, and your military is going along with it. You see, we have to appeal to our military and police and intelligence community. Surely to God there's someone, people with integrity in those services who see what is being done and can help to turn this around. We need new generations of leaders in all these agencies. You see how much money America's been putting into devising biological weapons. Well, guess what, Americans? Who do you think these are going to be used on? Yes, yourselves. These weapons, see, it's like the karma of us as Western society. Our karma is coming down upon ourselves. See, the American people have been duped for decades into supporting these atrocious war crimes around the world. And you have allowed this to be done. And now it's like this force, this military force is being turned on yourself. Okay, they're setting up FEMA camps all through the states and security checkpoints, all supposedly to find terrorists. OK, Okay. Yeah, terrorists who used to be vets, or terrorists who want health care products, or terrorists who believe in the Constitution, or terrorists who want to homeschool their children, or terrorists who want to have free religious belief. See, the whole thing is a crock. We have terrorists in our society, but they're not on the news. They own the news. And if we can turn this around and people wake up to realize who the true terrorists are, we have a chance in human history to create a new age, not a new world psychiatric disorder, but a new age where if nations took back their own wealth and produced their own monies in a responsible way, we could have such wealth and abundance and health and longevity, not only in the States, but throughout the world. All the problems of humanity are being created by these people all the time, all the suffering. You just look at the wealth put into the American military establishment, more than all other nations on the world combined, is the money put into the military, preparing to... And who are they? Not protecting American people. They're not protecting you. What they're doing, they've been the bullies for the psychiatric elites. The Rockefeller, Kissinger, CFR, all these people, these psychopaths, who care nothing for human life. These people have lost their souls, and we need for people around the world who are still upright of heart, who still have some spiritual feeling in their hearts, or love for their neighbors, or love for their children, or love for their country, or love for their environment, or love for other living things. We need to, you know, this is serious. You know, we need to be waking people up and take responsibility for what we've allowed to be done. And I feel very sorry for many people who become part of this system because they get in and they themselves don't know what they're getting into and don't understand it. It's not an easy thing to figure out. It's easier now with the internet, and because there have been so many researchers, people like Henry Mackow and Jim Mars and all these people who have investigated these issues. So now the material is out there, and it all falls in place. It all makes sense. Of course we're conspiracy theorists. To be otherwise is to be an idiot. There's overwhelming criminal and scientific evidence for all these conspiracies. There's no doubt about it. Okay, so we are subject to a conspiracy so monstrous we cannot believe it exists. And that's so true. That's so true. Okay, I've managed to speak for quite a long time. I'm going to take a five-minute break, and BBS is going to play a song for me, A Sacred Land. And when we come back, I'm going to give I invite anyone who wants to call in. The call-in number is 888-815-9756. And the last 45 minutes of the show will be open to call in, and otherwise I'll just keep rambling on here. Okay, so this is Sacred Land.
I remember all the stories my grandpa used to tell about a time in this sacred land. The buffalo did roam out on the open plain. The eagle soared high up in the sky. There wasn't any shame, there wasn't any pain. Yes, he said, they were so very proud. They lived a simple life, Mother Nature sure did provide. There was no law, but there was no crime. He brought his will alive. Nothing's been the same the day the white man came. Yes, they brought their whiskey and they brought their gun. They took away our land. They put us on the run. Locked us on this reservation. Changed our ways of life. Promises were made, but they were only lies. The day the white man came. Some days what he said, the nations they will rise. All the chiefs from long ago, they will be by your side. Into the battleground, a warrior you will ride. Armed with years of wisdom, many years of pride.
And thank you, Robin, Canadian Native Man. So I'll give out that number once more. It's 888-815-9756. And you can call in any regards, with regards to normal kind of mystical, occult, spiritual studies that we discuss here, or in regards to what's going on in the world situation. Another note from this last week, I happened to hear a very interesting speaker on Coast to Coast with Ian Punnett last weekend. And it was a fellow from Australia, who a recognized author who had written a series of books. I think he presented them as fiction initially, I'm not sure. But it was describing what he was saying was his schizophrenic episode. And it was so interesting when he was on Coast to Coast. It turns out he described some of his early experiences. Among other experiences was hearing voices from the TV set and having certain coincidental things occur with the TV set. But then it turned out in his interview, he now believes that, in fact, he wasn't schizophrenic, but that the things he thought were being done to him were actually being done. And I think one thing people don't understand is that I think that these people have been able to watch us through our televisions for a decade or longer. And that actually, they actually can watch people through your television. And this fellow was astonishing on this show because he was describing, I had a series of similar experiences when I woke up to what was happening, and I had this kind of interactive, a few days of kind of interaction with the TV set, where I actually got to the point where I would talk to the TV, and I felt their, I feel now that their programming was at times deliberately geared to me. And I believe that they've been watching us through our TV, and not that most times they would want to, you see, because they don't have to watch most people through your TV, and in case most cases it would be boring unless you were subject to their surveillance. And I think before TVs, I think what they did was I think they put radio transmitters into your light bulbs. So that when you you say you meet in the room to talk privately and you turn on a light, and I think there may be receptors in the light bulb that actually transmit, pick up and transmit your conversations. I think there's been a whole level of surveillance of us that we've been unaware of. And that this fellow from Australia, that's what he was saying. He thought it was true that he was hearing voices and they were talking to him on the television. Then he went through thinking that he was crazy. And then he came out the other end as he learned more about the New World Order. He came to the conclusion that indeed they actually had been watching him and interacting with him through his TV. And it doesn't mean they always do it, but they do. They carry on all kinds of experimentation on people as part of their mind control projects. If people really knew what these secret services have done within our society, the cruelties they've perpetrated against people. But anyway, I strongly advise people, when I'm not watching TV, I mean, I hardly ever watch TV other than occasionally to see how they're slanting the news. Otherwise, there's nothing on TV I find of value anymore. And once you wake up to it, I find it's so full of kind of perversity and titillation and meaningless things, and so distracts people from what's really going on in our societies. You know, you got the Super Bowl going on, and you get 50, 70,000 people out to watch a football game, men playing games with balls. Okay, big thing in the United States of America, men playing games with balls, baseballs, basketballs, and pucks. Okay, Canada, it's pucks more, but we got ball games too. And they put so much attention and hype into all this and give it so much attention all the time. And it's keeping people dummied down. It's like pablum to entertain you. It's the new Colosseum, it's the new sports, to take you away from realizing what is being done in our societies. Most of what is on TV is so meaningless and pathetic, and it's been so geared to promote homosexuality, now to promote greater and greater perversity and sexual variations. You see, these forces, they're very into pedophilia because there's a lot of pedophilic activity going on in government circles. A lot of our politicians and that are blackmailed from being provided with prostitutes or children. There's a great degree of perversity, as well as child sacrifices and ritual sacrifices being done across our nations. It's, you wake up to it, and we really are. It's almost like a nightmare world. And it's hard to know what to do. What does someone do? You know, and I guess most people, we think of just kind of buckle down and be able to be self-sufficient and have enough food stored up and so on. But I think the other thing is that surely these New World Order people are starting to have some concerns about their exposure. I don't think people, we don't have a vision of what would really happen if we could ever take our countries back from these people. And I think it would bring a whole new age on this earth, where all of a sudden you'd bring out all these new inventions, and you'd take all the money out of weapons, and you'd build new homes and cities and bring new innovations in energy and healthcare, and we could have such a transformed society. But never in known human history have we ever been without these wars. Okay, this reciprocal destruction of people. And today I was supposed to talk with Jim about Gurdjieff's book called Beelzebub's Tales to His Grandson. And it's a fascinating book because one of the themes of it is what are the causes of war. And Beelzebub, according to Gurdjieff's story, he was an kind of an archangel or an angel who was kind of banished to our solar system. And he set up a laboratory on Mars, observing the Earth. And he visits the Earth at different points in human history, beginning at the time of Atlantis and up until the kind of 1920s, where he visited America and Russia and France and Europe. And what he's trying to do is raise the question, how did the three-brained beings on planet Earth, how did their psyches become so arch-criminal and so strange that they would engage in these processes of reciprocal self-destruction? We'll come back to this over the next weeks. I was hoping Jim would be here to we were going to do a couple episodes on Beelzebub's Tales. But we'll be picking up on this theme also next week with our guest on political ponderology. A very interesting book, which I've just started to read, but I will get through before the show next week. Okay, what else did I... So that's what I do these days. I've been working at, I try to continue to read fairly actively and to be learning more and more about these secret societies and these networks. Not that I really know what good it does, but I guess, we need to know our enemy. It's funny how as you learn more and more, it gets simpler. And you see, oh, yeah, of course, these people set up the UN. I mean, I grew up always believing, I kind of believed in the UN, some international body that would, prevent war settle international disputes. And the UN has all these high objectives, humanitarian goals. But then you get into it and you realize that this, from the very first, it was a Zionist-inspired and controlled organization. It was their precursor to a new world, a one-world government. This kind of, people call it a communist system. I guess it's communist. It's like, I always thought communist was where the people kind of shared the wealth of a country, but this isn't that kind of communist. This is kind of the communist where you have a totalitarian leader and the elites have everything they want and the masses are kept in poverty and hunger. So it wasn't my idea. I always had some positive views on Marxian philosophy when I was young. But realize that's nothing like what we have today with the UN. UN is, you see, this last week, the head of the UN was very angry at one of the UN officials who came out saying something about 9/11 being a fraud. Okay, see, and it's so obvious that it was. Like, I don't believe there's any politicians who don't know this. I believe this is the widest kept secret that's not even a secret. in a way, everybody knows. Everybody knows now it wasn't Osama bin Laden and his reindeer, no matter what you're told on TV. And then they do ever more things to try to reinforce that. Like they created this new big debate about should the Muslims be allowed to build a mosque down by 9/11. Wow, really? We should be asking, should they be allowed to have a synagogue down by the site of Ground Zero in New York? Hey, we should ban synagogues from the district. We shouldn't be banning mosques. Muslims didn't have anything to do with 9/11. They simply didn't. It was those Zionists who own all the media who deceived us and perpetrated this crime against the American people and the people around the world, using that crime as a pretext for now having staged two major wars, murdered 2 million people, you know. And if you lost 6,000 American soldiers, but you've got hundreds of thousands who sustain other injuries. I know someone who works with people with head trauma, and she at one point several years ago said there was over 100,000 people who had sustained serious head injuries. You know, it's just what has been done, and you see the attitudes of people like Henry Kissinger, who describes soldiers as stupid, dumb animals who to be used by as pawns in the games of the elites. And that's all it is. And it seems that your senior military in the United States, they've behaved in a completely treasonous way. They're not protecting the police and intelligence and military. They're supposed to protect our countries against enemies, foreign and domestic. And they've failed to do this and instead behave treasonously. You hear of the lifestyle of some of the elites in these NATO and the senior military circles. There's a lady, Kay Beggs, or Biggs, I forget, she was married to one of these people connected to the upper echelon at the Pentagon. And she described their lifestyle of having prostitutes and their homosexuality and their involvement with the people in the arms trade, making all this excess money off all their dealings. These people aren't serving Americans. You've been betrayed by the senior people in your own military, just as we have in Canada. And by the police services. See, we have to somehow spread the truth and help people to awaken. And there's still chance to turn these processes behind. Whoever is spraying us with chemtrails, that's a terrorist event. You have to realize that this is biological warfare being carried out against you. Okay. And this is being done daily across the United States, all over North America. You have terrorists flying in the skies, spraying you with poisons. Okay, these are poisons and neurotoxins. Okay? That's why all your old folks are getting Alzheimer's. They can't remember anything. People are more and more lethargic and unable to concentrate and lacking vitality. You're being poisoned. And whoever is doing this are terrorists. So, you see, it's all these things lead back to the same people. Like the people who did 9/11, those same people are tied into spraying you with chemtrails. They're the same people who want to inoculate you with all their new poisons, poisonous inoculations. And they're the ones who want to put all these additives, poisonous additives and cancer-causing agents into your food and into your water. Okay, and now they're stealing people's lands across the United States under eminent domain because they want to have people all forced into the cities in poverty, huddled together, so that they can use the countryside as their play resorts and perhaps go hunting there. See, these people, their crimes against humankind for the past century are so overwhelming, and it's hard to. We need to imagine what a new world would be if we could ever restore justice and bring people, these people, into court for their crimes. Bring into court the people who have fluoridated Americans for the past 50 years, all based on fraudulent science that they knew was fraudulent. Okay, it all started out because the Rockefellers had all this fluoride from the aluminum processing, and they had to get rid of this fluoride, and they put it in local rivers, and they killed all the animals. So they had to, well, what can we do to get rid of all these poisonous byproducts? And so they put it in our water. And fluoride was used by the Nazis and used by the Russians in water to keep people placated and to dummy them down. It's a neurotoxin, and it builds up over time, keeps people placated. And this has been allowed. See, all of these things have been criminal, and no one's ever brought to justice for it. No one. You look at what the horrors Monsanto has done around the world. There, I've heard estimates as high as 100,000 Indian farmers who committed suicide after being unable to pay off Monsanto's and after planting Monsanto's crops. And these people end up, they lose their lands, and they because of feeling of dishonor, they kill themselves, committing suicide. This is terrible. And this is repeated around the world. Monsanto, yeah, that's what some people call it. Monsanto is really Satan. And all these genetically modified foods, none of which are properly established through any real science, okay, that establishes their safety or their usefulness. You see, it's always all based on lies. And the government never serves the people. The government all the time serves the corporate elites. See, it's just astonishing. And it's got so extreme now. It's like our countries are run by criminal cabals. And still most people aren't even aware of it. They're so they're fed so much propaganda and deceived so well through the media. Okay, it's through the media. Even to 9/11, you look at 9/11, the media actually helped stage that event on that day. They were pre-scripted. They knew what was going to happen, or what they were supposed to say happened. It's not at all what happened. There weren't airplanes flying into a building and disappearing from view. Okay, it's like people have no intelligence anymore. You know, it's like people are so out of touch with reality. They think a 120-story building can fall down in under 15 seconds due to an airplane crash. Hello, it's like someone grew up on watching cartoons, Roadrunner cartoons, and whatever they saw in the Roadrunner cartoon can apply to real life. So any impossible kind of thing can happen in a cartoon or in a movie because it's not really real. But those things just don't happen like that in real life. 120-story steel frame building doesn't fall down after being hit by an aluminum airplane, which most of the fuel was burnt off within half an hour. It just doesn't happen. It's like it's not the real world. See, all these staged things are... See, people can't imagine that our governments are so criminally corrupted as they are. And it's so overwhelming because so many other people have become complicit over time. So many people blackmailed and then afraid to speak out. And then the people who do speak out, then the next thing you know, they're murdered or they have an accident or they're suicided. You know, a new word in modern times, suicided. Definition is where someone is supposed to have committed suicide, but really it was arranged by one of your black operations groups through the CIA or one of the intelligence agencies. Okay, so someone shot 5 times in the head, and then he's claimed he committed suicide. And the police cover it up, as the police do all the time. You know, the police cover up the crimes of the elites. And the same in Canada. You know, I see it more now in Canada. When they had the G20 meeting in Toronto in the summer, they had this Black Bloc group, which is supposed to be this group of anarchists, and they dressed in black. And the RCMP reportedly had been following them and knew they were going to cause a disturbance. So all the media gave all their attention to the Black Bloc. You know, even the name is like Osama bin Laden and his reindeer. But this is the Black Bloc. And then when the meetings are on, they let these hooligans run through town smashing windows and setting fires while the police stood back and did nothing for a half hour, letting these people do all their antics. And the whole thing was staged, you see? And the whole thing is staged to brainwash the public as to why we needed to spend $1 billion to protect all these criminals coming to Canada. Okay, and then the G20. There was one scene where you had a mass of Canadians singing "O Canada," and you could see there were hundreds of police all lined up with their shields and billy clubs, and this group of several hundred Canadians were singing the national anthem. Now, in Canada, as in the States, before you have a hockey game or a baseball game, you sing the national anthem, eh? And that kind of builds you up. You sing the national anthem, and then game's on. And I just knew when they were singing this national anthem, I thought, oh, yeah, this is just going to set those police up. As soon as this song is over, the game's on. And that is surely what happened. As soon as they had finished singing the national anthem, these hundreds of police charged into the crowds with their billy clubs and beating people and taking them off to jail. Completely criminal. Completely criminal. Yeah, that's our police forces. They even set up the Black Bloc. The whole thing was a hoax, you see. In Canada, you had this mass murder out in Willie Picton's pig farms out in B.C., where they were making snuff films, and they used a lot of Native women who were from East Vancouver, downtown East Vancouver. And there were many, many women murdered out there. And there was an investigation. I heard that at one point, this investigation of these crimes cost $700 million, digging up so many remains and trying to trace the particles of all these women who have been reported died. They spend $700 million, and they just charge Willie Picton as though he was the only one involved. Meanwhile, it was widely known that there were massive raves there at Picton's pig farm. The Hells Angels gave out drugs, and there were a lot of well-known political and high-power BC figures who attended some of these raves. Okay, and then some of these raids would turn into bloodletting and satanic-type events. None of this came out. You see, the RCMP, they spent $700 million, but none of the truth of anything comes out. After spending $700 million, they end up convicting this guy, Picton, and describing him as a paranoid schizophrenic. Okay, so really all the RCMP did was cover up what really had gone on. And then there's Kevin Nanette, who out on the West Coast, he's a former United Church priest, minister, who kind of was driven out of the church when he started uncovering how many Native children had been murdered by the church groups out in the West Coast. He estimates 50 to 70,000 children murdered in all their residential schools. Okay, and he's trying to bring justice to that event. And so this same fellow, he named some of the RCMP officers involved in taking the women out to Willie Picton's pig farm for the snuff films. And he named them. Yeah, so guess what, eh? Does the RCMP, like, arrest anyone? No, of course not. they begin a intimidation of Kevin the Net. That's what they do. You see, I can't believe that it's certainly not all RCMP officers who lack any kind of integrity, but at the highest level of our police and intelligence and military communities, we got some very disturbed people at those higher levels who don't serve their own men and women in the forces. Not the highest level of Canadian military leadership need to be charged with treason, just as they do in the United States. What these people have done and allowed to be done to the American people is treasonous, as well as engage in criminal racketeering and all kinds of other crimes. But it's complete lawlessness. Our countries have degenerated into complete lawlessness. Fortunately, in Canada, we don't yet see this as much. Maybe in the bigger cities you do, as I live in a smaller size town. We get chemtrail quite a bit. I put chemtrail pictures up on my website. Yeah, on the chemtrail poisoning of the citizens of Kempville. If you go to my website, you see some of the local chemtrail pictures. And they got pictures of them chemtrailing Parliament Hill. See, it's not even like the members of Parliament. They're being chemtrail poisoned too. It's an astonishing thing. And then when the military... See, now people are starting to realize that we've been chemtrailed. We're being sprayed with these poisons from the air. So what will they do? The next thing, what happens when you catch a pathological liar in a lie? What does he do? Obviously, he tells a new lie. So when we catch him in the lie, you're spraying us with chemtrails. The next thing, it's for your own good. We're trying to reduce global warming. You see, that's why we're doing it. It's to reduce global warming, or it's to prevent enemy interfere with the radar. I heard someone say that. Oh, it was like chaff from military airplanes. You would use particulate matter to create a screening. See, what I'm trying to get at is when they're caught in a lie, they'll say, oh, no, it's not for poisoning. It's for weather management. You see, they'll just tell a different lie. Okay, that's all these people do. Everything they do is a fraud. Global warming fraud, 9/11 fraud, Oklahoma City bombing fraud, Gulf oil fraud. Bankers' fraud, everything, Obamacare, it's just astonishing. And then we have Health Canada and other agencies in the state supposed to protect the American public against toxic agents in your food and drink. And what do? The exact opposite. They give carte blanche almost to the pharmaceutical mafia to put in any poisons they want, bring all their psychiatric drugs out, without adequately being tested. If you really want to test the adequacy of any pharmaceutical drug, any of these drugs should be compared in effectiveness to a holistic health regimen to prove that toxic pharmaceutical drug has any effect. It needs to be, you need to have controlled studies where the effectiveness of the medication is compared to a holistic health regimen. Okay, otherwise, just stick with the foods and natural health items. Okay, but instead, what we have is exactly the opposite. And now they're trying to take more and more nutrients out of food. In Canada, they're becoming more and more repressive about what you can have in terms of health products. See, the government doesn't want us healthy. The government wants us sick. And they also use the more sickness they create, they can use that to create impoverishment in the country because they run the medical bills up to such astronomical levels. Okay, with all these vaccinations and it caused so much problems among people and the Alzheimer's that people are getting. And then they sell all the drugs supposedly used to help deal with these problems which they have created. It's so unbelievable. You know, you see the kind of mentality. It's all there in the Protocols of Zion. You read that, and it's a very disturbing document, seeing the kind of Machiavellian attitude of these people, you know, and they, how they regard other people as the goyim. It reminds me in ways. I remember when I was young, I read this book called Adolf Hitler, The Psychopathic God. And it was a very good history. It was like a psychological analysis of Adolf Hitler. And knowing what I know now, I have a very different understanding of it. But I was very impressed at the time. And they talked about Hitler from a Freudian psychology perspective and Adlerian psychology and kind of applying psychodynamic theory to understanding Hitler. And one of the biggest things they made a lot of was what they called the case of the undescended testicle. And according to Alfred Adler, psychologist, he is the one who formulated what's called the idea of the inferiority complex. And he said that most people have an inferiority complex, which is a natural outgrowth even of being a child, where you're made to feel inferior in different ways. But he said some people, if they have an organ deficit or other problems, they can have a very intense inferiority complex. And he says that people who have an inferiority complex, they try to compensate for this. And the way they compensate is they strive for superiority over other people. And the way he applied this all to Hitler was showing this concern that Hitler had about having an undescended testicle. And apparently that during the war there were songs about this, and this is, I don't know if this is really true or not, but the idea is that this very intense feeling of inferiority in Hitler made him strive for superiority. And then they compared the stiff arm salute of the Nazis. They said that in typical in Freudian psychology, is a substitute for an erect phallus. And Hitler had a garden where he had all these iron horses, all these kind of metallic horses. And he would take guests around his garden and ask them if he could tell from a distance if they were male or female. And he would kind of laugh knowingly because he had been around and inspected all the genitalia on the horses, these horse sculptures he had in his garden. So what it was trying to show is this whole thing of kind of Nazi Germany, so much of it all goes back to the case of the undescended testicle. And in a way, it's like, what is wrong with these Zionists that they have to strive so for superiority? What is their sense of inferiority that they so strive then to view other people as goyim and to believe that they have some inherent right to do to others as they please, if it's to their advantage? You see, in a way, there's something severely lacking in these people. There's something lacking in the quality of their hearts. Okay, some of them, it's a cruelty, a coldness, okay, a hurt. It's like these people, I think the elites are subjected in a way to much worse educational kind of experiences than other people who grow up in relatively more normal circumstance. These people are brought up, they have special education for them, and they're taken from their families early on. They're sent off to schools, like boys or girls prep schools, and they're conditioned from early on to believe that they're different from other people. And they're humiliated. They can be humiliated through some of the initiation procedures. And there's a whole cult of kind of homosexuality activity among the boys and girls in these schools. Okay, because that they're introduced to it. the elites want to sexualize people very early on. Okay, in the Talmud, it's okay for Jewish men to have sex with their infant daughters up until they're 3 years old. Okay, now, boy, oh boy, someone has some kind of inferiority complex to want to have sex with a three-year-old child. You see, there's something so disturbed and unnatural in these people. That's why one has to wonder if they're alien. Like, in a way, there's something not human about them. And I think the more and more, like, I think around the world now, people are realizing, yeah, we do have all these psychopaths working through these secret societies. You see, they have undermined our countries, our democracies. They have created wars based on lies. They do deceive us continuously through the media. These people are all very guilty of very severe crimes. And if we ever can bring them to justice worldwide, which is what needs to happen, you know, it's people around the world. We need to combine together. The problem isn't between Jews and Christians and Muslims. That's a facade. The real war is between those people upright of heart who still believe in love, who still believe in the sacredness of life and of this earth, and those people whose hearts are controlled by the three lower motives of money, sex, and power. They're controlled by their sexual perversions and opportunity, their unspeakable greed, and their lust for power. Money, sex, and power. And in the yogic literature, those are the motives associated with the three lower chakras before you get to the heart chakra, which is the fourth chakra. And it's the awakening of the heart chakra that's the beginning of the spiritual life and of the mystical life and the attainment of an awakened consciousness. Now, these people, in a way, they like to think they're elites, but really they're degenerates. You see, they've had such intergenerational breeding within their own lots that they're a degenerate race. Okay, and they believe in an age of reason, but they don't embody reason in any way. You look back on all the think tank reports and books of all these elitists, you look back and you see how shallow and empty-headed they are. None of them have any visionary, like, utopian visionary thinking. Okay, instead, you see their small-mindedness and lack of humanness and lack of love. They have no love in their hearts. They have no love in their hearts. And if someone doesn't have love in their heart, it's like what it says in the Bible. Faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. And if you have the whole world, but you don't have love, then of what use is it? It's your heart that's weighed at death and will determine your afterlife fate. And these people who are going along with all these psychopathic schemes, they're looking into a very dim future. they will suffer into afterlife states. They will have hell to pay for the things they've done. And they're not for all eternity, but for a long time. But meanwhile, we have to pray that the Lord to forgive humankind that we've allowed this to happen in our nations around the world. And we need to have a worldwide movement to bring these criminals to justice. And that's our only hope for the future. And I believe this is going to start coming undone this year and next year. And maybe in a way this is already starting. Okay, so boy, I managed to talk for 2 hours just all by myself here today. And thanks for those who stuck with it. And I'd like to thank BBS Radio. This is ZeroPoint.ca. Please, people, have a look at my website. And my books are, 4 books are available through Amazon. And Yeah, and I'll be back in 2 weeks, and we'll have a guest, and we'll be talking on political ponderology. So we'll continue to talk about the psychopathy of the world elites, like trying to understand the nature of the psyche of people who could do such things as this to us. And we all have to be strong and brave to face the times ahead. Okay, thank you all. God be with you. Thank you, BBS. Goodbye.